brought to you by Puffin.
The Completely Chaotic Christmas of Lottie Brooks by Katie Kirby. Read by Charlie Sanderson. Happy Christmas to Cara and Sophia. This one is for you. Kiss. Wednesday the 30th of November. Let it be known that I, Charlotte Rose Brooks, love Christmas. And when I say I love it, I mean I really love it. Because let's face it, how could you not? Here are a few of my favourite festive things. 1. Presents. 2. Fairy lights. 3. Oven food. 4. Chocolate. 5. Ferrero Rochers. Technically also a chocolate, but I feel it needs its own category because it's the holy grail of chocolate wizardry. 6. Snuggling on the sofa and watching Christmas movies. 7. Parents getting tipsy and saying yes to things they would normally say no to. The last one is one of the best. Everyone gets into the Christmas spirit and feels like they can't bear to disappoint. For example, try out some of these. Mum, can I have... insert festive treat you want here. 4. Insert mealtime here. Dad, can I have... insert amount of money you want here. 4. Insert festive-related activity here. Mum, can I stay up until... insert new bedtime here? Because I want to watch... insert festive film or TV programme here. Top tip. The closer it gets to Christmas, the more effective these questions are. If you are not already convinced, why not? Christmas is all sorts of awesome, and that's just a fact. And I have a feeling in my bones that this one is going to be particularly epic. Don't you agree? A. Yes. B. No. C. I'm about 50-50 TBH. D. Stop waffling, Lottie, and just tell us what's been happening since your last diary. Okay, geez. I can't believe you picked D. Keep your knickers on. I was just getting round to it. Incidentally, isn't it strange that we know each other so well that I can practically read your mind? Spooky. So, how about a little summary? You may remember that I made friends with my ex-boyfriend, Daniel, again, just before I found out that my annoying little brother purposely tried to sabotage my relationship with my HFB, handsome French boyfriend, Antoine. So now the love triangle is officially back on. Cripes. I've pre-anticipated all your questions, so freeze, I'll answer them interview style. What happened to Toby after you found out? Did you actually kill him? As much as I really felt like killing him, my parents are strangely fond of him, so, alas, Toby lives to see another day. I did spend about 30 minutes bashing him round the head with a pillow, though. I'd like to say it taught him a lesson, but that's probably untrue. It has taught me a lesson, though, and that is to always, always be deeply suspicious of smelly little brothers. Have you spoken to Antoine since? Yes. I called him right back after I discovered Toby was so helpfully screening his calls. I mean, seeing as neither of us are particularly fluent in the other's language, it was slightly difficult to communicate, but I tried my best. Antoine.
Bonjour.
Me. Hi, Antoine. It's Lottie. Antoine.
Ah, Lottie, ma petite dustbin. I've been worrying for you in my bones.
Me. I'm not a little dustbin, but whatever. I just called to say I found out that Toby hasn't been passing on your messages. I'm so...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?